Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are waging war against lupus today. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We are coming to you live from Blog Talk Radio. This is Miss Perry, and I'm Mr. Nevins, her radio assistant. We are talking about lupus today since May 2016 is Lupus Awareness Month. Miss Perry, are you with us?
Yes, I am here. Can you hear me?
Absolutely. You sound great, and we are ready to get the show started. Ladies and gentlemen, remember that this show is for your information only. We are presenting this information for just you to take to your physician and have him review it before you stop any medication or get into any new fitness or exercise activities. Please consult your health practitioner prior to changing your lifestyle. Miss Perry, it's all yours.
Okay, thank you so much. Good afternoon, listeners. Before I get started, let's have a word of prayer together. Dear Lord, thank you for the opportunity of broadcasting information to your sheep about your sheep. Today we're going to be talking about lupus, and we ask you to join us as we disseminate information that can help people to improve their lives. In the name of Jesus we pray, amen. Again, good afternoon, listeners, and today we're going to talk about an autoimmune disease called lupus. This particular disease is so important to me because when I was but a child, I believe I was 9 or 10, my mother died from lupus. As a child, I lost my mother to this very ugly disease, and as an adult, I now understand more about it. I remember as a child, my mother was always in a lot of pain. She had severe arthritis to the point where she was bandaged up, and she was always tired, lying down in bed. And I just see those pictures of her, which I did not understand then, but I see them in my mind now, the arthritic condition that she suffered with, the fatigue that she suffered with. I see it all in my mind now, but as a little child, I did not understand it. I did not know what it was until she died and I was older and I had the opportunity to look at her records. I found out that it was lupus, and I, as a result of that, I have become an advocate for speaking about lupus and sharing it with others because it's a deadly disease. It's an autoimmune disease, and I'll talk about that right now. What happens in an autoimmune disease like lupus? In lupus, sometimes things go wrong with the immune system, and that's a part of the body that fights our and viruses, bacteria, germs, the flu, they fight. Our bodies are designed to fight these symptoms. But in lupus, unfortunately, the immune system is not functioning properly, because normally our immune system produces proteins called antibodies that protect the body from these invaders I mentioned, the viruses, the bacteria, the germs. Autoimmune means your body's system is not right. The system cannot tell the difference between the foreign invaders and your own body's healthy immune tissues. And it creates antibodies that attack and destroy the healthy tissues and the foreign invaders. And therefore, it decreases antibodies that attack and destroy both these things, which is the problem, because it's attacking healthy tissues. And these autoimmune antibodies, they cause inflammation, pain, and they damage various parts of the body. And this is what my mother was experiencing, the autoimmune disease attacking her own body, the tissues, the cells. So this is what we have to be aware of. Listeners, I'm so sorry I had to drop the call, and I hope you're still there. But anyway, we're talking about lupus, the autoimmune disease that affects our healthy tissues and destroys those things that would be able to help us. And right now I'm going to talk about some of the symptoms of lupus. Like I mentioned, one of the symptoms for my mom was the fatigue and the extreme arthritis. And unfortunately, these things attacked her in such a way where she experienced those pains. She experienced that fatigue. And these symptoms occur in many victims with lupus. And as a result of that, victims of lupus also one way to fight back lupus is to do what many of us need to do, or all of us need to do, and that is get healthy, systematic nutrition. Get your exercise, daily exercise, proper rest. We can fight back these diseases because our bodies are made to fight back diseases. But if we're not nourishing our bodies correctly, if we're not getting proper rest, and if we're not getting proper fresh air daily, exposure to sunlight, which gives our bodies a natural vitamin D, and if we're not doing these things systematically, not overdoing them, not underdoing them, but doing them in moderation, we can fight back this disease, because this disease is made to put our bodies out of whack. But we can fight back with healthy bodies, because that is what difference. Once again, we want to exercise the principles I talked about before, the 8 laws of health. These laws of health can be applied to any disorder the body is having. If we're getting proper nutrition, that means we're eating our fruits and our vegetables on a regular basis. We're getting the nutrients, the phytonutrients, the phytochemicals. We're getting things into our bodies that will help fight disease, will help strengthen the body. We're getting a daily exercise to keep the body active, to engage circulation, the muscles, the skeletal system. Exercise is so very important. And if we're drinking that water, which will cleanse our bodies, which will give our bodies the water it needs, our cells, our tissues need to be hydrated. We want to exercise these principles. Yes, in this common autoimmune disease called lupus. And let's go through some of the traditional symptoms of lupus. As I mentioned, my mother suffered with extreme fatigue, headaches. These are some common symptoms. pain for swollen joints. And when I look back and think about it, my mother had these painful swollen joints, fever, anemia, low numbers of red blood cells, or hemoglobin, or low total blood volume, swelling in the feet, legs, and hands, and around the eyes, pain in the chest or deep breathing, butterfly-shaped rash across your cheeks and nose, sun or light sensitivity, hair loss, abnormal blood clotting, fingers turning white or blue when cold, mouth or nose ulcers. Many of these symptoms occur in other illnesses. In fact, lupus is sometimes called the great imitator because its symptoms are often like the symptoms of rheumatoid arthritis, blood disorders, fibromyalgia, diabetes, thyroid problems, Lyme disease, and a number of heart, lung, muscle, and bone diseases. These symptoms are very prevalent in individuals who suffer with lupus. This is something we need to be aware of so that we can make sure we get proper physical involvement with the medical professionals and help us to manage this autoimmune disease. And we are our own best advocates because we alone can fight back this horrific disease. We must fight back. We must not give in to it and just say, oh, well, I have lupus. There's nothing I can do. There's plenty of things you can do. You must take care of your body, because if you don't take care of your body, then your body will not take care of you. We can fight back any disease if we purpose in our minds to fight back, and let us win the fight by systematically applying the principles that I'm sharing with you. And one of the very common symptoms of lupus is fatigue. As many as 80% of people with lupus experience fatigue. Some people with lupus, fatigue is a main symptom. And fatigue can be very debilitating, even to the point of forcing them to stop working. They end up with unemployment, and oftentimes this leads into other problems, which leads to stress and brings on a number of disadvantages for anyone. It's unclear what extreme fatigue occurs, why it occurs in so many people with lupus, but the following appear to play a role: disease activity, pain, age, current medications, poor physical and mental health, and a lack of good social support. So you must be aware that this lupus can, when we're experiencing some of these other symptoms I just spoke to you about, fatigue can really take an effect on us due to, once again, pain, our age, current medications. Once again, you must have good physical and mental health by eating right, by having a good support system, poor coping strategies, feelings of helplessness, depression or anxiety, smoking, and lack of exercise can also be related to lupus fatigue. That's why I said earlier, get your proper exercise daily. And that doesn't mean rigorous exercise, going to a gym, buying expensive exercise clothes or expensive gym memberships. It simply means engage in some lack of moderate exercise, what your body is able to, on a regular basis. And before a physician can conclude that fatigue is related to these factors, he or she will rule out any treatable causes of fatigue, such as anemia, kidney failure, or hypothyroidism. Doctors experienced with lupus recognize the harmful and even destructive effects that extreme fatigue can have, and research is underway to learn more about how to treat these problems. Get regular exercise, and being a part of a support group can help. So that exercise, that proper diet, wholesome diet, you want to get and make a part of your lifestyle. And let me give you some tips that will help you manage fatigue. A rest throughout the day can help you manage fatigue. Alternate the activities. Take periods of rest throughout the day. Establish good sleep patterns. Plan ahead. For example, shop for gifts throughout the year. Prepare meals in advance. Eat a healthy diet. Once again, I mentioned that. Fruits, grains, vegetables, nuts, seeds, legumes. These things are part of a healthy, wholesome diet. Water throughout the day. And you want to stop smoking if you're smoking. Stop smoking. You must do things with your body that are beneficial, not detrimental. And, of course, smoking is a detriment to our bodies. Remember, we must fight that. With these things that I'm speaking to you about, we must be vigilant and we must be warriors to continue to fight back and to relieve ourselves of some of these pains and issues that affect the body due to lupus. And let's talk about the blood, how lupus affects blood. Blood is made up of many different parts, but those that are most often affected by lupus are the red blood cells, the white blood cells, the platelets. Blood disorders are common in lupus. And the main issues having to do with lupus and the blood are anemia, low hemoglobin or red blood cells, excess blood clotting, thrombosis, blood transfusions, bone marrow testing. Hematologists who are specialists in blood disorders are often involved in evaluation of individuals with lupus. You must know what's going on with your body. Have your blood checked. Be involved with health professionals. That's all a part of fighting this ugly disease. We must fight back with information, and we must apply the information because information without application is useless. We must know how to fight back. And I'm going to talk to you because lupus can be mistaken with so many other diseases. Let's talk about how lupus is even diagnosed. Something goes wrong with the immune system, the part of the body that fights off bacteria, germs, those foreign invaders, like the flu. Normally, our immune system produces antibodies that protect the body from foreign invaders. When you have lupus, your immune system cannot tell the difference between these foreign invaders and your own body's healthy tissues. So antibodies, those foreign invaders in your body, can destroy even the healthy tissues. So we must know how to manage this lupus because it does cause various parts of the body to malfunction. And a doctor who considers the possibility of lupus will look for signs of inflammation, which includes pain, swelling, and loss of function at a particular place in the body. Inflammation can occur on the inside of your body, kidneys, or heart, for example, or on the outside of your body, your skin, or both. There are many challenges to reaching a lupus diagnosis. Lupus, known as the great imitator, because its symptoms mimic many other illnesses. Lupus symptoms can also be unclear, can come and go, and can change. A physician will carefully review the following while evaluating a lupus diagnosis. A physician will look at your current symptoms, lab results, your blood is looked at, your medical history, the medical history of your close family members, your grandparents, parents, brothers and sisters, aunts, uncles, cousins. All of this information may be necessary for a doctor to make a diagnosis of lupus. A variety of laboratory tests are used to detect physical changes or conditions in your body that can occur with lupus. Each test result adds more information to the picture your doctor is forming for your illness. However, for a number of reasons listed below, laboratory tests alone cannot give a definite yes or no. No single laboratory test can determine whether a person has lupus. Test results that suggest lupus can be due to other illnesses or can even be seen in healthy people. A test result may be positive one time and negative other times. Different laboratories have produced different test results. If multiple criteria are present simultaneously, a medical profession, a practitioner, internist, or pediatrician may reach a diagnosis of lupus. However, it is often the case symptoms develop gradually over time. The diagnosis may not be as obvious. In consultation, we must be diligent in fighting this disease because it's variable. It comes, it goes, it produces other symptoms of other diseases. It takes a medical professional that is going to draw a very comprehensive picture of that individual patient, looking at the patient's history, looking at lab results, looking at other family members. We must be educated in order to know what's going on with our bodies. And if we're not educated with it, we can be prey to so many things that are not accurate. We are our own best physicians. And that is what we have to do as individuals when it comes to our health, period. Whether it be lupus, whether it be another disease, we must be just really serious, very vigilant in finding out what's going on with our bodies and fighting back with a good, wholesome nutrition with any and every disease. We must get our fruits, our vegetables, our grains, our nuts, our legumes. We must work with other medical professionals. We must understand the importance of exercise. We must get our rest. It's so important in any disease. We must get our proper hydration of water. We must trust in God first and foremost, and we must continue to be vigilant in protecting our health and improving our health. Once again, proper nutrition, exercise, water, get that sunlight, get that fresh air, get your proper rest. And also be careful not to overdo anything. Don't eat too much. Don't sleep too much. Don't get anything overabundance. Let's be moderate in how we fight any and all diseases. And we must information that is extremely important so our bodies can respond to the things that are going on inside our bodies and outside our bodies. It is our duty to take care of our bodies first. We cannot depend on other people only to take care of our bodies. We must fight back with information that we know that can help us to live healthier and longer life by applying some simple routines, systematic routines, to help us take care of our bodies. And if we don't do that, we are going to be responsible for our conditions. Let me just give you some lupus awareness facts for the month of May. Lupus is unpredictable. It's a chronic autoimmune disease that ravages different parts of the body. And lupus, something goes wrong with the immune system, the part of the body that fights viruses, bacteria, and germs. The result is the production of autoantibodies that cause inflammation. 90% of people who develop lupus are women, though men can also develop lupus, and their disease can affect some organs more severely. Most often, lupus develops between the ages of 15 and 44. However, between 10 and 20% of cases develop during childhood, and these cases can evolve into serious health complications more rapidly. African Americans, Hispanics, Latinos, Asians, and Pacific Islanders, and Native Americans are diagnosed with lupus 2 or 3 times more frequently than Caucasians. However, lupus affects people of all races and ethnicities. Lupus is not contagious.
Miss Perry?
Yes. Am I going over time? Hello?
No. You're right in the edge, and I just wanted to say before
yes.
we wrap up, we have exactly 2 minutes. to wrap up.
Okay.
I wanted to interject great information and just wanted to add a personal touch to the show.
Thank you.
Later on in the month. My sister in Christ, Miss Rose, has been a 22-year
yes.
survivor.
Wow.
You know her.
Oh,
and
yes.
I want to just say,
thank
listeners,
you.
That Miss Rose has survived. She is celebrating the 22nd year this weekend. Actually, on the
wonderful.
21st, not this weekend, I apologize. On the 21st of May,
okay.
it will have been 22
yes.
years straight that she has survived this deadly disease, which takes so many people in their youth. As your
yes.
unfortunately your dear mother succumbed, but Sister Rose has changed her diet, and I just want to let the listeners and you support what you just
thank
said.
Thank you.
She has become a vegan. She's
oh,
totally vegan.
Goodness.
She
wonder.
Does not consume
okay.
any dairy. She consumes only almond and soy milks, and she also has been dealing with her attack of the enemy, which is all it is. Through holistic means, not traditional means of medication.
Okay.
And she is currently
wow.
actually seeking this exact type of respite from her disease in a alternative medical center in, I think it's in Washington State. And just wanted to interject that as we wrap up. We have about 2 minutes, so I just wanted to add that.
And, yes, well, why don't you continue to
wrap this program up
for us? Because I want you to give the information, because I think we only have just seconds left. So thank you for that, and please wrap us up.
Seconds.
Thank you, listeners.
Yes, and as Ms. Perry said, you can continue to watch or listen to our show on blogtalkradio.com/healthychoicesWithPerry every Monday at 6 Eastern, 5 Central. We're also on YouTube. Healthy Choices 100. We're on Facebook, Healthy Choices with Perry. We're on Twitter, Healthy Choices with Perry. So you can reach us on any medium that you choose. Ms. Perry is also available for lectures, for video interviews, and for church and private events for a nominal speaking fee. So please reach out to her via Facebook, via Twitter, via Instagram, or right here on Blog Talk Radio. Ladies and gentlemen, we thank you. And remember, we are waging war. May God richly bless you. And remember, as 3 John 2 says, Beloved, I wish above all things that thou would prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. God bless.